We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Lou Buster Brown. Lou, how are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
I am doing great. Lou, it seems like you have been doing some great work. Tell us about the great work that you've been doing.
Well, a company that one of my partners and I formed a company called Inspired by Media Group 10 years ago. And our first product was called the Bible Experience. It's an audio Bible, dramatized, fully dramatized with music and sound effects through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. And we went out and got Denzel Washington and Blair Underwood and Angela Bassett and Bishop T.D. Jakes and over 400 participants to come into the project and read as characters of the Bible. At the time that we released it, since that release 10 years ago, it has become the all-time best-selling audio Bible. It's an all-black cast. It's published by Zondervan. And again, it's called Inspired by the Bible Experience. During that time, we established a mission to give proceeds from the Bible Experience towards charitable causes that we felt resonated with our mission. And most recently, being a Detroit native, I recommended that we give some a donation to Flint as they're going through this Flint water crisis. We just thought it was such a egregious thing that in today's America that people don't have the basic needs that should be provided by our government, not the least of which should be water and clean water. So we donated $10,000 to the Flint water crisis. We donated that to Bishop Roger Jones at Greater Holy Temple Church of God in Christ, Flint, Michigan. They're on the ground in Flint doing the heavy lifting and distributing thousands of pieces of water and food and just whatever they can do to help that community. And so we were blessed to be able to present that check to Terry Crews from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Some of you know him from Everybody Hates Chris and all these different shows. He's a great actor and a great guy who was a Flint native, and he accepted on behalf of the church.
The Bible Experience had to be a huge undertaking. Did you think that it would take off and it would be as huge as it is?
Well, we did believe that there was a great need to contemporize a presentation of the Bible. We feel like the message should never change, but the methods need to change as the times change. And we felt like young people were not picking up Bibles. They were not adopting Big Mama's religion, and their parents weren't dragging them to church. And, you know, they weren't reading any books, much less the Bible. So we felt like, you know, putting the Bible in a form, an audio format, where they could actually listen to it with music and sound effects. We call it theater of the mind and spirit because we believe when you push play, it's like a movie is playing in your head. And, you know, we thought that if we could bring contemporary voices to the project, that would break down some of the we kind of have in terms of stereotypes of, you know, not being cool and God not being cool. And everybody knows Denzel Washington is cool.
Yes.
So bringing Denzel to the table to read as a character in the project, and Sam Jackson, and just all these personalities, Common and Kirk Franklin and Mary, and just you name it. And then, like I said, over 400 participants. We felt like it was going to speak to the whole world.
How were you able to bring all those folks together, like they're from Denzel to Common to Mary? How were you able to do that? Were they all receptive when you came to them?
Well, it's very interesting. When we initially came up with the idea, my partners and I, Kyle Bowser, Robbie Reed, myself and Ron Belk, we decided that we were going to cast about 30 voices from the noteworthy pop culture to be, you know, kind of like the engines to drive awareness and so on and so forth. Well, the first three people that signed on were Denzel Washington, Blair Underwood, and Angela Bassett. And I have to credit one of my partners, Robbie Reed, with a lot of that heavy lifting because she's a Hollywood casting director, Emmy Award-winning casting director. She's a VP over at BET now and just an amazing, you know, kind of casting director. And she had a lot of relationships, and when she made those calls, those first three people signed on. And from there, the phone started ringing, and people were saying, hey, if you do this and I'm not a part of it, you're going to have a problem. So it became a movement inside of Hollywood. I think everybody was excited to do a project that represented their faith and their constitution that also had a very high production value.
That $10,000 donation was a large donation. How will that help those folks in Flint, Michigan?
Well, you know, $10,000 for us is, you know, it was a large donation for us, but we feel like it's just a small drop in the bucket in terms of the problem that exists there. Over the last few years, as the digital platforms and the digital kind of technology has you know, evolved, we're starting to learn more and more about viral exposure through promotions and campaign and fundraising and so on and so forth. And one thing that we realized was large groups of people giving small amounts of money make a big difference. And so we wanted to do our small part to bring awareness, because once things get out of the news cycle, people feel like they don't have to address it anymore. There's nothing to, you know, to do in Flint. But that $10,000 donation will actually buy almost 100,000 bottles of water.
Wow.
And, you know, it's amazing what we can do when we just put our efforts together. We can buy a case of water for a family for $2.30. And that case will help them through their week, you know, because they have to use this water not only to drink, but they're washing with the water, they're making baby formula with the water. You know, certain people in the city are on dialysis and can't drink certain kinds of water. So it's a very complicated problem, and we're just trying to do our small part to try to be, you know, helpful without any, you know, expectation of anything but just doing a good deed.
I see the Governor Snyder, I even seen him on the news this morning say that things are getting better, but people still have to use a filter. How devastating was that, or is that, to the folks in Flint, Michigan? Because you have on hands experience. So could you tell us about that?
Well, you know, I don't live in Flint. I live in Los Angeles, California. So I'm very comfortably positioned up in the foothills in California. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you look back and, like I said, being a Detroit native, I was really resonating with the fact that that region has gone through so much devastation. You know, those of us who have been watching the news, we've seen that, you know, Detroit was the first city, a major city, to file for bankruptcy.
Right.
So it's a very dire situation back in Detroit and in Michigan. And what I can tell you is, you know, in my conversation with Sister Jones over at the church, she informed me and gave me some really, you know, some really devastating, you know, facts about how difficult it really is back there. Again, she said that, you know, if you're on dialysis or undergoing chemotherapy, you cannot drink spring water. So they have to drink purified water. And most people would opt for spring water. So we had to buy different kinds of water. And then the water needs to be used for baby formula. And, you know, the filter situation, some of the people in Flint can't get the filters because they don't have any way to get down to the distribution centers. And when you look at how they distribute the water was being distributed through the food banks and through Catholic charities. But if you didn't have a driver's license and if you didn't have a car to go pick up the water, you couldn't pick up the water. If you had a driver's license, you could get one case of water if you had a driver's license. So, you know, it's a very difficult situation for those people. And none of those people signed up for lead pipe poisoning. You know what I mean? So we just wanted to, like, again, do whatever we could to help, you know, kind of minimize and mitigate some of the inconvenience that they're going through while they figure out how to get those pipes changed out and how to deal with the bigger problems of the infrastructure within the city.
Getting back to your Bible and also talking about Flint or water crisis, I see that Terry Crews, whom received the check, played Luke in the Bible, as well as Bishop Marvin Winans, who played Elijah. how did this affect Bishop Marvin Winans, the getting the check?
Well, you know, Bishop Winans had founded a church called Perfecting Faith Ministries in Detroit. At the time that he founded it, Donnie McClurkin was his minister of music. Since Donnie McClurkin has now been ordained and has founded a church, a branch of Perfecting Ministry in Long Island, New York. So Perfecting Ministry is now a national, international ministry. Bishop Winans has been somebody that I've been in relationship with for probably about 25 or 30 years now. And, you know, the work that he did, because he was the point of contact for us to find the right people in Flint to, you know, partner with. And they have just been a blessing. And you know, as you know, he's very, you know, integrally, not only is he a superstar in the music realm, but he is one of the most prolific, you know, pastors and ministry leaders that we have now in the nation. So, you know, his infrastructure and his willingness to kind of be there as that surrogate to help us help them was the most important part of the puzzle that we had.
Our guest, Lou Buster Brown, the executive producer of Inspired by Media Group. Mr. Brown, the $10,000 donation. Will there be more, or will there be any other things that your group will do to help the folks in Flint, Michigan?
Well, we're planning on making one more push towards Flint. But our call is missional, and we want to continue to find other things that we can help contribute to in terms of things that resonate with our group and our cause. During Katrina, we actually built a house for a family. So this is our second donation with the Flint water crisis. And as we continue down the road, there will be some other things that we'll look to do from a philanthropic standpoint. But we're going to make one more push, and we're going to ask people if they can to contact Greater Holy Temple Kojic in Flint, Michigan. Their telephone is 810-787-3960, and that's 810-787-3960 if they want to give and help out in the small ways that they can help out. Now, again, no donation is too small. We believe that large groups of people giving small amounts of money makes a big difference.
Lou Buster Brown, a Detroit native, who is also a humanitarian doing such a great job. It has been a pleasure talking to you. And if there's anything that we can do, please let us know. And we appreciate all that you're doing for the folks in Flint, Michigan. We want to thank you for your valuable time, sir.
Thank you so much for having us. And again, no donation is too small. We just want to inspire people to give what they can and make their contribution, because it makes a big difference. So thank you so much for having me today.
You are welcome. Lou Buster Brown, executive producer of Inspired by Media Group, a great donation. Don't forget about that Bible experience. Lou, once again, may God bless you, and thank you for joining us inside of the Gospel Spotlight.
God bless.